Hey, back in early June, DayPage suggested that the Snowden story might have legs. It seems that was quite the understatement. I'm Rex Latchford with another DayPage. American lamestream media has fallen into lockstep with the U.S. government, with Edward Snowden increasingly being cast as the traitor in Russia. NPR has been caught red-handed referring to the NSA documents as alleged. That leaves only Europe and the rest of the world to be outraged at the U.S.'s total surveillance state. France and Germany are hoping to get a contractual agreement from the U.S., and allies are edgy. No wonder. They're fearful that nothing can be done about what the U.S., Brits, Aussies, and New Zealanders have done to turn the world into this totalitarian surveillance state. Well, this morning's fresh revelation is that the NSA secretly monitored 60 million phone calls in Spain in 1 month. That's according to Spanish media, who released the news based on Snowden documents. They say that the NSA collected the numbers and locations of callers and recipients, not the audio. But other NSA documents indicate that the audio from the calls was probably recorded as well. Also, the NSA has, according to the Spanish news, suggested that they don't record positional data of mobile phone calls. And yet, other NSA documents indicate that they do that as well. This all makes Spain yet another country planning to make the pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. to ask Obama, WTF? Obama's response, as reported in lamestream media, is, I didn't know about it. Hopefully, this indicates Obama could be ready to turn on the NSA, but more likely, it's just an expression of lameness that means it will continue. Obama's been making a series of I didn't do it's and I couldn't help it's, but the terrifying thing is that there's no reporting of discontent by the American people, and that's making Americans look complicit in the spying activities as one by one the European countries protest. Well, this just in, BBC News has been heard reporting that Japan was asked to collect fiber optic cable traffic in Asia for the NSA, but declined. This is significant in that it is the first reported example of a country saying no to NSA requests, and our producer Minka is looking for confirmation of this story as we're on the air here, but so far has found none. Presumably this story may arise during the day, so you may want to watch out for that. Minka is handing me a report also that The Guardian is running a feature entitled Fed Up with Congress Over the NSA Shutdown, Five Tips to Get Your Voice Heard. And we certainly hope people will speak up about both, so you may want to take a look at that in The Guardian. And there's plenty of other stories in this morning's news, but it looks like another week dominated by shameful behavior of the U.S. government in its bid for a totalitarian global surveillance state, as revealed in NSA's own documents, released by Edward Snowden and other parties. So for this morning, that's DayPage. You can find all the DayPages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb. And I'll see you next time for another DayPage.